Paul Shanley, the former Catholic priest, could spend the rest of his life in prison when he's sentenced later this month. Yesterday, a Boston jury found him guilty of raping and fondling a Sunday school student in the 1980s. Hundreds more clergy sex abuse cases are still to be tried, and more victims may still come forward. Day-to-Day's Luke Burbank reports.
Right after a Massachusetts jury found Paul Shanley guilty of child sexual abuse, David Clossie's phone started ringing.
Within a half an hour, I got a call from a young man here in the Midwest who was disclosing his victimization to somebody for the first time.
Clossie runs the Survivors Network of those abused by priests.
And I said to him, well, you know, it's kind of a busy time. The Shanley verdict just came down. And he said, I know. That's what made me decide to finally pick up the phone and call someone.
Clossie thinks the guilty ruling in the case, a case in which the accuser was relying on recovered memories, indicates a shift in public opinion.
The Shanley verdict is a clear sign that societal attitudes towards abuse are ever so gradually changing, and that society really does understand that, yes, child molesters do sometimes wear Roman collars, and yes, sometimes victims of childhood trauma do repress those memories. I think that, in that sense, this is a very hopeful sign.
Right now, there are dozens of criminal cases and roughly 2,000 civil cases being brought against priests across the country. Jason Barry is a Catholic who's written two books on the abuse scandals. He's not convinced the Shanley ruling will have an effect on the many other cases yet to be tried.
It is certainly a poignant and riveting moment for the church in New England, but I really don't think it sends any message as far as a precedent goes to other parts of the country.
Shanley had already been defrocked by the church, and the allegations against him were numerous and well-documented, much more so than some of the other priests yet to stand trial. Still, says Barry, the ruling could encourage more alleged victims to come forward.
And I think what we're seeing is a plane of litigation that is unfolding in a number of states. California really is sort of the ground zero, I guess, of the legal action right now.
That's because the California state legislature took the unusual step in 2003 of creating a one-year window during which anyone with an abuse claim could file a civil case, regardless of how long ago the events happened. Thousands of claims rolled in. In fact, half of all the pending civil cases nationwide are in California, about 150 of which are being handled by Orange County attorney Karen Freeberg.
Now we're really looking at the true value of the cases. And because of that, we're talking about multi-millions of dollars in settling these cases. For example, in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, we're talking about potentially billions of dollars of exposure.
After attempting to reach an out-of-court settlement, Freeberg and her clients have now asked the judge to send the cases to trial. She feels encouraged by the Shanley verdict and thinks the ruling will strengthen her cases and all the others across the country. Since the scandal first broke, roughly 800 priests have been suspended. Of those 800 suspended clergy, two dozen have died, about two dozen are in prison, and no one outside the church can even guess how many dollars have been paid out. For Day to Day, I'm Luke Burbank.